Call to order this regular assembly meeting of the city and borough of Wrangell on February 25th, 2014 at 7 PM. Pledge of allegiance this evening will be led by Assembly Member Julie Decker, and please remain standing for the invocation by Don Conkey.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Let us pray. Direct us, O Lord, in all our endeavors with your favor. Further us with your continual help, so that in our works will be reflected in the glory of your holy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Thank you.
Well, we do have a presentation this evening by Mr. Steve Helgeson. And Mr. Helgeson, you have the floor.
Thank you very much. Appreciate, I guess I should say, Steve Helgeson, 9 miles of Mobile Highway. Get that out of the way. I appreciate the invitation, the opportunity to come and speak to you guys a little bit about the Path to Prosperity competition and my business proposal, which is one of the winning proposals. I know you're busy, so I'll try to keep it kind of short. So wish me luck on that. just a little bit about the competition first. The Path to Prosperity competition was sponsored by HANA-E, which is a division of Sea Alaska and the Nature Conservancy together. And the purpose of the competition was to promote the development of new businesses in small rural Southeast communities. So the competition was in two rounds. There was a primary round. There were 59 proposals that were submitted from all over Southeast Alaska. There were 12 semifinalists out of those first 59 proposals. I was one of those. When I got to Juneau for the boot camp weekend that was sponsored by the competition, I discovered that there was another guy from Huna who also made a successful proposal for guitar building. So as I got to know him, we decided to join forces. His name's Kevin Skeek, and for the second round, we submitted a proposal together. He withdrew from the competition and joined up with me. And so together, we sent in a proposal for a company called Raven Guitars. The proposals were required to address three different areas. Of course, normally in a business plan, it's about financials, and this was to sound financials and market analysis and all of that stuff. But there were two other things that HANA-E and the Nature Conservancy were interested in, and that it had to utilize a local natural resource, and it had to do that in a sustainable way, and you had to be able to explain how that was going to work. And then it also had to, we had to describe about how the community would benefit. So that's the area of social sustainability that they were interested in. So we were successful, along with another company, Wes Tyler and his wife from Huna, who run a small mill operation there. They have a kiln, and they manufacture a lot of really great stuff, finished products and furniture, and on a small scale. It's kind of like what the small mills are doing here, but with the addition of a kiln and then shapers and some furniture building, and then they have a store in Juneau. It's a really nice little setup. So that's a little bit about the competition. The prize was a $40,000 grant to be used for the business development. We're going to use it for training and for marketing and branding and imaging development for our new business. A little bit about then the proposal itself and the business and how it might affect Wrangell. So it really started out for me as both a passion for working with wood and building guitars, but also really an interest on both Kevin and my part for sustainability in our communities. We both are long-term residents of small rural communities and like to see jobs here, and jobs for our kids and for our families, and good jobs. So we're both interested in that. So the idea that we have is a small startup guitar building company. It's going to be located here in Wrangell. And our mission, I'll just read you the mission statement, is to produce premium acoustic guitars from traditional Alaskan woods for customers seeking quality sound and superior playing action. So that's the mission. Our vision is to successfully market acoustic guitars while creating sustainable jobs in Wrangell. So in the first year, we're going to be concentrating on training and on prototype construction and setting up of production tooling for actually getting into business. There's a lot of steps involved in the building of guitars, and there's quite a process in setting up every little jig and fixture to do every little part. So we're going to be working on that in the first year, and we're going to take some. I've done a fair amount of guitar construction, but I'm going to take some additional training. We're going to go down to and study with a very well-known luthier, is the term for string instrument builder, in Portland, by the name of Charles Fox. Should be very interesting. And then we're also going to go back east to the Shopbot factory and take some training in the use and implementation of CNC woodworking machinery. We're looking at sort of using a combination of real high-tech machinery and traditional hand techniques where it's appropriate. So it's going to be an interesting combination of the newest, most high-tech processes combined with some really old techniques that where they count, which is in the production of good sound. So in the first year, we're basically going to be just working on tooling and prototype. In the second year, which is actually going to be the first year of production, we're hoping to have 2 full-time employees and construct approximately 44 to 50 guitars. Pretty small production. By year three, our hope is to have 5 full-time employees producing approximately 160 guitars, and with a gross revenue of about $560,000. The guitars are pretty expensive. We're aiming for a high-end part of the market, which I'll talk about in a second. By year five, I'd like to be arriving at our target level of production that I'd like to have as a sustainable level of about 600 instruments a year. That would create about 10 full-time jobs, and it would have a gross revenue of about $2 million a year. A little bit about the market. In 2012 is the latest complete data that we have for the musical instrument market, but in 2012, the fretted instrument industry, that's all guitars, ukuleles, all the type of instruments, grossed about $1.6 billion. So it's a pretty good sized industry. The segment of that market that we're looking to address is the high-end solid wood acoustic guitar portion of that market. And in 2012, about 53,000 units were sold domestically with a value of about almost $80 million. So it's a pretty lucrative market. It's very competitive. Obviously at 600 units, you know, we're not looking to capture a huge portion of the market. It's a pretty conservative projection. Let's see. So the idea is to create a small and profitable, sustainable business that will make a useful contribution to the economic stability and diversity of Wrangell by really establishing a small wood manufacturing business here. Any questions about that so far? Thought I might talk a little bit about one of the requirements, which was the natural resource utilization and sustainability, and what that means in terms of guitar building. So for me, sustainable natural resource utilization means capturing the maximum value of the local resource locally here before it leaves the community. And so for us, that's Sitka spruce. And I have a little show and tell here. And the story actually starts with a tree, but I didn't bring a log with me. But I did bring a couple other things, and I just thought I'd hand them out that you guys look at them. This is a rough sawn guitar top blank, and they're actually in 2 pieces. I'll show you. They open up like a book, sequential cuts, and they're glued together, and that forms the soundboard for a guitar. You guys can pass those around if you want to look at them. That is a piece of bracewood. It's called a bracewood billet, and it
kind of looks like a piece of firewood, but it's actually worth about $7 or $8, which is pretty amazing.
How much planing does he have? Did he get to plane them down really super smooth?
Yeah, so that's as it gets rough sawn right off the mill.
Yeah.
And the reason I brought it that way is because I wanted to demonstrate the value of that just in that form. But by the time it becomes a guitar, it's sanded down to less than an eighth of an inch thick.
Wow.
So takes about a board foot for a guitar top. And then I also have, I brought these. I thought you'd find this interesting. These are actually bracelet sets. I brought these to demonstrate the marketability of even really teeny small pieces of screws. Those are the braces for the top of the guitar, or actually the back of the guitar. And these are the braces for the inside of the top of the guitar. And those two bags together are worth about $40. And they're pretty small pieces of wood, so I just think that's kind of interesting. So the two aspects to sustainability are extracting maximum value capture here locally, and then full utilization and highest and best utilization. That's why I brought the small pieces, just to show you that even a brace about this big, a quarter inch square, has value. So in terms of value capture, let's just say for the sake of discussion, we can bid on a sale and buy a tree, 50 cents a board foot, something like that. And we can mill that, or we can log that out, and we could sell that and maybe triple or quadruple our money, maybe. And we've captured some value, and that's good. But there's a lot more we can do. This hopefully will demonstrate a little bit. If we bought the right log and it had some music wood in it, we could saw some of these. As I said, that's a guitar top set. It's been rough sawn, and it's been dried in the kiln, and that's it. And that's these things average. There's a grading system, but across the grade, they average the wholesale price is about $20 a top now for that. So that's some pretty good added value. And we know it's a select type of spruce, but that's, you know, it's essentially $20 a board foot. It's not bad. If for some reason we have a fall down when we're making this and we don't have a piece big enough to make a guitar set because it's not a deep enough clear, we might have these bracelet bills that we could get off the side. And these things sell. This is happens to be a split billet, but they also make sawn billets of approximately the same size. And they actually sell for $7,500 to $1,000, so $7.50 a board foot for little teeny pieces of wood like that, if you know the market, and that's wholesale. And then the next step for value extraction would be, if you had little teeny pieces that wouldn't make those, you could certainly find pieces big enough to make these. And the smallest piece in here, I think, is about, well, it's that little one right there. Even that has value. And I can tell you from looking at it, that didn't exactly come out of the highest grade log either. It doesn't really need to. So part of sustainability then is highest and best use and using everything and extracting that and doing these things here in this community instead of shipping that log out and doing it in Washington State where it's currently done. We can do these things here. To carry this guitar top thing to its logical conclusion, and I know this is a simplified example, but that we can take that $20 guitar top and that $6 bracewood billet, and we can add another about $400 worth of material and supplies and a whole bunch of labor, and we can produce a guitar that will wholesale for $3,500 out of that right there, which is, that's pretty cool. I like that. So, and the beauty of that for us in this community is that the major component there is labor, and it's local labor, and that labor, the money from that labor all stays in this community. So that's sort of the concept, that's the idea. And I gotta be honest with you, I'm as excited about that prospect as I am passionate about working with wood. So, in a nutshell, that's sort of the idea. It's the idea of taking a local natural resource and actually, you know, one thing I could say is that for a lot of years we've talked about added value for wood products and what new markets we could find or create, you know, to use spruce for, or our hemlock or other woods,
it just occurred to me that we have the guitar industry. It's a proven market. It's there. It's a thriving market. It's competitive, but it already exists. And instead of inventing a new wheel, so to speak, I just figured we should maybe build some wheels here, you know, that are the wheels that are already being bought. So that's sort of that's sort of my idea. So anyway, in a nutshell, that's it. Yes.
Do you feel comfortable with the availability of the wood for this in the coming years?
Well, I think that's always a concern, but one of the great things about guitar construction is that two board feet for a guitar, and we're looking at an annual production of 600 guitars. Well, that's 1,200 board feet. Now, we know that's a select board footage, but it doesn't take a massive volume. That's the beauty of finding the highest value and extracting it here. It doesn't take a lot of volume of the raw material to do it. So I'm pretty confident that it's a sustainable project, yeah. I mean, we may need to say, let's just say, you know, our idea is to work in tandem with a Tonewood company. It's already cutting here, so that we can help do quality assurance work for them, but also select off of their fiber stream that's coming through the town already. So we may need to say, look at 10 times as much wood as we are going to use, but even 10 times that is still 12,000 board feet, not a huge amount. A couple of good trees.
Thank you.
Now you said that there's select, I mean, not every spruce has wood that's actually compatible for guitars. Is that, or is it all every?
Yeah, no, there's, you know.
I'm assuming the knots and stuff like that must make a difference.
So that's a great question. Let me see if I can answer it a couple of ways. I think the highest grade logs are few and far between. That's what an E-grade log? Is that what they're called? I think it is. But, you know, for highest and best use, if you take a 40-foot log like that has deep clears in it, and you cut it up into 2-foot pieces, it's kind of like using filet mignon to make hamburger. You know, it's really what you'd be better off to do is find older growth trees that have knots where you can find 2-foot clears in between the knots. And so it's about being smart about how you utilize the wood that you have. So so it is true there is not music wood in every spruce tree, but there's certainly the potential for it.
Okay.
You know, it takes a tree that's pretty old though. I got to be honest with you, if you count the growth rings across there, you're going to find somewhere between 60 and 100 years worth of growth across a deep clear that's vertical grain across its whole width. So that comes out of a tree that's several hundred years old. So you wouldn't get this out of a second growth tree, not an 80-year-old tree necessarily.
Yep, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Oh, do you have a question?
I just wanted to say I was at the conference where they announced that Steve and his business partner were winners of the competition, and I was very proud to have someone from Wrangell.
Yeah.
So,
well,
yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you for taking time out of your evening.
My pleasure.
Good luck.
Yes, we wish you best of luck.
Thank you. Yes, very much so.
Roll call, please.
Assembly members Wiederspin?
Here.
Decker?
Here.
McCloskey?
Here.
Stokes? Blake? Stowe?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Here. Amendments to the agenda. Anyone have a conflict of interest? Item 5, consent agenda.
Move to approve those agenda items listed under the consent agenda and those marked with the asterisk 6A, 7A, 7B, 7C, 7D, and 7E.
I second it.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion?